AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's pressing toward a vote tonight on Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary. Sagar Magani reports Republicans appear determined to confirm him despite allegations of misconduct.
The votes will provide a measure of President Trump's ability to get what he wants from the Senate. Majority Leader John Thune and Republicans are prioritizing Hegseth's vow to create a warrior culture.
Gone will be the days of woke distractions.
Democrats have little power to stop the confirmation, but still lined up to argue against Hegseth.
He has not shown the necessary morality, sense, or judgment.
Does not have the skills, experience, record, or character.
Dangerously and woefully unqualified.
The president defended his pick, a former Fox News host previously unknown to many on Capitol Hill.
Pete's a very, very good man. I hope he makes it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's on his way to California to visit wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles. Earlier, he stopped in western North Carolina, where recovery efforts are ongoing months after Hurricane Helene. He had this to say about the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
The president's ended the federal security detail for Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert who advised him on the COVID-19 pandemic. He's the latest in a string of former Trump aides turned critics to see their federal protection canceled despite ongoing threats to their lives. A federal judge has barred Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes from entering Washington without the court's approval. And Hamas has announced tomorrow it will release four female Israeli soldiers held hostage for 15 months in Gaza, part of an exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners. This is AP News. U.S. economic losses from natural disasters soared last year to $217.8 billion, an increase of more than 85% over 2023. Those figures from insurance broker Aon PLC. Global losses were actually down, but still higher than average. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time high, but still closed out their second winning week in a row. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% on Friday, a day after setting a record. The Dow dropped 140 points, about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.5%. Texas Instruments fell more than 7% after giving a forecast for profitability that investors didn't like. That helped pull down other semiconductor companies. Trading was relatively subdued overall. Some easing of Treasury yields in the bond market helped the stock market stay calm. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.62%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.